Carnival is going strong in Brazil, but it's not all about music, dancing, and elaborate costumes. Every year in the historic city of Olinda, giant puppets are paraded through the streets during Carnival. It's been a tradition in the small town on the northeastern coast of Brazil since the early part of the last century. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has the story.
Fireworks burst over the cobblestone streets of Olinda, paper streamers float in the air, and music fills the streets. It's Saturday night and almost time for the Midnight Man to appear. He is Olinda's oldest puppet, and he has been making an appearance here since the 1930s. He's suave, with a mustache and a golden tooth, and away with the ladies. Even so, over the years, he's gotten a wife, the noonday woman, and a kid, the afternoon child. Now, the moniker puppet might be misleading if you are imagining traditional handheld puppets. These are gigantic puppets, measuring some 10 feet tall, and they're hoisted around on the shoulders of participants who hide underneath the puppet costumes. And the Midnight Man has some interesting puppet company. We have Pope Francis, soccer players linked to the World Cup, President Dilma Rousseff, Pele, Barack, and Michelle Obama, too. Leandro Castro is the kind of puppet master of the Olinda Carnival. Every year he conceives and oversees which puppets will be made for the big puppet parade that takes place through Olinda. You have Madame Tussauds in other countries, but what is different here is that our puppets take life, he says. And there are also lighter, once made of paper mache and wood. These days they are made of painted fiberglass. Each one costs a few $1,000s to put together, but they can take up to 40 days to create. Still, as one young boy who was wearing one told me, it gets really hot inside them when you're marching down the streets in 100-degree weather. Castro says the giant puppets are a European tradition imported from Portugal, Spain, and Belgium, where large models would be made of patron saints, he says. According to Castro, there was a Belgian priest in a small town in the interior of the state, in Brazil, who promoted the practice. In the 1930s, that tradition came to Olinda with the creation of the Midnight Man. But not all of the puppets are aimed at carnival fun. Some have a more serious message. Last-minute touches are being made to some of the giant dolls at the studio of Gustavo Alex, who also makes puppets for carnival. This year, he made one for a special little boy. I was walking down the street, and I saw a child with Down syndrome, and he hugged me, he says. And I thought I would make a puppet for that child and all the others who have Down syndrome. They always want to make puppets of famous people, he says. But puppets can also be icons of social causes. Just before the parade, the puppet is presented to 12-year-old Gabriel, who was born with Down syndrome. He begins to cry with emotion when he sees it. His mother, Jacqueline Montero, says her son has always loved carnival since he was a small child. I think it's so important to show the people here, the whole world, that despite the limitations, people with Downs aren't different from anyone, she says. It's so great to be able to show equality, respect, and not just the prejudice. It's finally time for the puppets to parade. They are lifted up and they begin to twirl and bow as they follow the musicians through Olinda's winding streets. Everyone who sees them smiles. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Olinda.